Sports Central. US Sports.
Yes, time to talk the NFL. Richard Garraway and James Arthur in the studio at SEN America on the Facebook at facebook.com/SEN America. We'll say good afternoon. Good afternoon, James.
See, you're wishing the day away there,
Kev. Just about. How are we?
Very well.
All right, NFL, sack coaches, upset results. Take us through what's going on.
Well, if we take it back earlier in the week, the LA Rams finally parted ways with Jeff Fisher after we were screaming on this air almost a week ago that he should get fired. It finally happened. The most losingest coach in NFL history finally is unemployed. And his team, once he was fired on Thursday night, they rallied around him and they got pumped.
Yeah, they certainly did get pumped. It was 24-3, but it should have been a lot
way
more.
Worse. It should have been way more than that. Goff was awful.
Yeah, I'm really out on him. They have made a horrible mistake.
He missed a wide open
and they've got
touchdown.
Yeah, they've got Todd Gurley as well. So, you know, he is definitely going down the path of a bust as well. So I think there's hashtags at the moment called hashtag free Gurley now that Fish has been fired, but he needs to read where to run. He's got a serious issue with reading the offensive line and reading his blocks, and he did nothing against Seattle Seahawks. And on the flip side, Russell Wilson shook off a five-interception performance and played a lot better, but they just have no running game still, which is so surprising. It's been, you know, their culture the last four or five seasons to just run the ball really well, and they're struggling in that area, so they're going to have to fix that come playoffs.
Well, not having Marshawn Lynch, obviously retired at the end of last year, certainly hurt them. They've tried Rawls and Michaels.
They cut Christian Michael, who was their leading rusher.
It was a really weird move.
There was other issues there. I don't think that was just a playing issue. But, you know, they've still got, I mean, you've got to remember, Thomas Rawls had almost 900 yards over eight games last year before getting hurt. So, and then Marshawn Lynch came back and, you know, they played really well with him. So he was great for them last year. So there's something awry, and it's that offensive line. They've got three undrafted rookies starting on it. You know, they've traded away guys, they've let guys walk, and it's starting to hurt them now. They need to rebuild that, and they need to rebuild it quick. And this game was just two teams who have incredibly poorly built offensive lines going at it.
It's strange. I mean, the Seahawks, they're in the box seat to, you know,
they clinched the division.
They can get a first round bye if they just get on with it. And,
yeah. Yeah, they're only competing with Detroit, who are stinkers. Well, let's be honest, they're not.
Yeah, and they're 9-4 too. Yeah. The other game, the NFL blessed us with an extra primetime game this week.
Yes.
And they put up a pretty ordinary game. The Dolphins 34 traveled to New York and blew the Jets' doors off pretty much from the start. Bryce Petty was in at quarterback for the Jets. That certainly didn't help. He took a wicked hit from
was it Wake? Cameron Wake,
time?
They're two best defensive players. I've never seen so many guys come up. He was sacked four times today from an unblocked player. It's a cardinal sin, and you can blame the offensive line, but it actually comes down to Bryce Petty not calling his protections correctly at the line. Anytime someone comes clean off the line, unblocked, that is the quarterback's fault because he is sliding the protection where he wants
The worst one was when the center snapped it early and none of the line moved.
Yes.
And the entire defensive line came flying through untouched. There was four of them hitting him at once.
That's not so much Bryce Petty's fault, but I don't think he looks any good. I'm wondering if we're going to see Hackenberg. I thought it was a terrible pick personally because he was so bad in his last 2 years at college, but you got to know what you've got in him at this point.
He was inactive again today. So I don't think they just really know what they're doing with their quarterback. They started the season with four quarterbacks on the roster.
Which is
insane.
It's unheard of.
Yeah. Most teams at most carry three. Half the NFL carry two.
Well, yeah, like,
and they're carrying four.
The Cowboys carried three early because Romo was on IR. That was the only, or he was injured. That was the only
reason. He doesn't count.
Yeah. Or he wasn't on IR. They just carried an extra. So no one carries four, which is crazy. They've got some answering to do. I think this Todd Bowles might be in trouble.
Still talking about quarterbacks, so flipping over to Dolphins, Matt Moore got the start in place of the injured Ryan Tannehill, who strained every ligament that's in your knee last week and somehow didn't tear them. I don't know how. But Matt Moore, that was his first start in close to 4 years, still with the Dolphins. He's been a backup there, and it paid off for him today when they put up, you know, 34 points. He was far from perfect, but he's a good, capable backup.
Yeah, he played quite well, I thought. The thing about Matt Ryan, which is unusual to a lot of backups. Sorry, not why did I say Matt Ryan?
Matt Moore.
Matt Moore is unusual to a lot of backups is that he will go downfield. He's not a dink and dunk quarterback. He has a big arm and he likes to challenge defenses downfield, and he did that today, and I thought he was quite good.
Looking forward to the games coming up this weekend, starting Monday morning our time. The first one we want to take a look at, the Philadelphia Eagles are 5-8. They're traveling to the Baltimore Ravens, who are 7-6. The Ravens desperately need this if they want any chance to win the North.
Well, they're a game behind the Steelers at the moment. They do play the Steelers later, but if they're to lose this and the Steelers are to win and the way they've been playing, they probably will, they would be pretty much out of contention to win the division, and they're not going to get a wild card, I don't think, in the AFC. So it's massive for them. On the flip side, the Eagles still have a glimmer of hope, so they're still playing for something. And Carson Wentz is probably playing for a bit of pride because he's, after starting really well, has been absolutely terrible for them.
Yeah, he'd want to finish with a strong finish to the season. So going into next year, if they don't make playoffs, which they probably won't, it's a pretty uphill battle for them. He goes in with confidence, goes into that offseason feeling good about the way he finished the year, much like the way he started the year. I think he's got all the tools, but he'd want to finish with a strong season finish. The Green Bay Packers, 7-6, who are arguably the hottest team in the NFL, traveling to the Chicago Bears, 3-10. It's going to be cold. It will probably snow, if not at game time, before game time. But the Packers are red hot at the moment. They're probably one of the most dangerous teams in the NFC.
I wouldn't want to be playing them. And Aaron Rodgers leads the NFL in touchdowns. He has absolutely turned it around. They still have no running game to talk about, but you know they find a way to get it done. Devonta Adams has had a breakout season. He needs 103 yards to have his first 1,000-yard season of his career, whereas Jordy Nelson, after coming off a really bad knee injury, is almost back at 1,000 yards. He needs about 80 yards to get there. So
that's pretty impressive, and coming off a pretty bad knee injury.
And he's had 12 touchdowns, which is tied for first in the NFL. So he's been outstanding for them. On the flip side, you know, Chicago have been so hot and cold. They're really inconsistent. They're playing without their best receiver, Alshon Jeffery.
Who'll start a quarterback for them on Sunday? Have they announced it?
I believe it'll be the same guy's been starting, his name's slipping my mind.
The kid from USC.
Yeah, he'll start. But Jordan Howard needs 41 yards to have his 1,000-yard season as a rookie. So hopefully he can get there. I think we've said a few times, if it wasn't for Ezekiel Elliott and how good a season he's having, Jordan Howard would be the talked-about rookie. He has been absolutely outstanding for them.
Yeah, it's been a very impressive year from him, that's for sure.
Great pass catcher as well, and a really good pass protector, and it's Matt Barkley that'll be starting for
them. Yes,
who's
searching for.
Should have got them into overtime last week, hitting 3 fantastic passes in a row that were called back for holding, which meant they couldn't kick a field goal. So he was not the issue with that loss to Detroit last week.
Rewind, I think 3 weeks earlier, he had 3 touchdowns dropped in the end zone.
He has just extended. Wins, so he's extended his career 8 years as a backup for sure. He's looked outstanding for them. It'll be interesting to see. Remember, division games. These are teams that play each other all
just
the time.
Never know. Just
Chicago
never know.
Hate the Packers, and there is nothing more they would like to do than ruin their season by knocking them off here. And it's at Chicago, so it's at home. Now, the weather won't affect Green Bay because
they both play in the cold.
They play in the cold, but division games, a lot of pride. This is very similar to a Collingwood Essendon, Collingwood Carlton, that sort of deal where no matter how bad or good they are, they always compete really hard. So this is a huge game.
Speaking of ones that they both compete really hard in, the Steelers are traveling to Cincinnati to take them on. The Steelers, as we were just talking earlier with the Ravens, they desperately want to keep this win, keep their lead in the AFC North. Cincinnati, I think the season's all but over for them.
Yeah, it's definitely over for them. But as I said, this is the same deal. They all want to spoil the Pittsburgh Steelers season. I don't know if anyone can stop Le'Veon Bell right now. He's been outstanding, broke the record for most yards of scrimmage last week in absolute snow. Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, I think they've got too many weapons. And the Pittsburgh Steelers defense has really stepped it up. Their pass rush is really coming into its own. And that's something where the Cincinnati Bengals gave up 6 sacks to the Cleveland Browns last week. So the offensive line is an issue for them.
We're going to take a look at the Jags traveling to the Texans. Now, the Jags are the most disappointing team in the NFL, according to James, this season.
I love that smirk on your face when you look at me.
I get so much satisfaction because I told you they'd be terrible. The Texans, though, they desperately need this win if they want to take out the AFC South this year.
Yeah, and the Titans are playing really well, but the Titans are playing at the Kansas City Chiefs, which
is a tough place to play.
I would say this season, that is the toughest place to go the way they've been playing. So this is all about Houston. I just had a quick look at the numbers. I'd almost, Would you rather, a little quick game of would you rather, Brock Osweiler or Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles, because I think he's a better quarterback. He's just been coached poorly.
Exactly, yeah. Well, he has been a lot better than the crap he's taken for his play, which, fair enough, he's been pretty bad. But he has been a lot better than Brock Osweiler. Completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, everything higher. Some interesting...
The other thing that isn't higher is Brock Osweiler's salary. That's the only thing that isn't higher.
Exactly. Or his score in Scrabble.
That's true. Now, Houston need this. That's the bottom line. They need Lamar Miller to have a big day. He had one for them last week when they had the win. And we need some DeAndre Hopkins sightings. He's, you know, been really slow this year. So Osweiler needs to get that sorted out, because when he's on, he's a dynamic football player. So, look, I think Houston will get the win here. But again, division games, the NFL love to, they schedule all these late in the season, and it's fantastic. Houston really need this, and the Jaguars will want to spoil their fun, for sure.
Well, speaking of the AFC South, the Titans are heading to the Chiefs, which we just mentioned. Everybody needs this win in this game. The Chiefs want to stay ahead of the Raiders.
Chiefs can be the number one seed if they win this game.
They can win out, and they will get it. And Tennessee obviously need the win to stay in control of the South.
Yeah, it's really, really... This is a tough game for Tennessee to come up against. Mariota's been hot and cold. I've loved DeMarco Murray there. It just shows how incompetent the Philadelphia Eagles really are with personnel, because he was outstanding in Dallas, terrible in Philly for one season.
Now he's very good again.
And now he's awesome again. So they just don't know how to use it. They've got an outstanding tight end, Delanie Walker. But, you know, all that's pretty mute when you go up against this Kansas City defense. Justin Houston, who, you know...
Since he's come back, he's been the best defensive player. Yeah, by miles.
If he'd played that level the whole year, he would be leading sacks. He'd be leading forced fumbles. He's been outstanding for them. And Travis Kelce needs 84 yards for his first 1,000-yard season in his career. And he's a tight end. And people who don't know, tight ends, they don't get 1,000 yards a lot. Only the really good ones do. So he's been having an outstanding season for them. Tyreek Hill, the crappiest person in the NFL, he's been explosive for them.
Human-wise. Football player, but he is the worst human.
Fair enough.
He's a horrible person.
Yeah, he's a horrible person. He shouldn't be in the NFL. He should be in jail, but hey, that's America for you. But he's been outstanding for them. He's been explosive as a returner and as a wide receiver. Tennessee Titans are one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. I can just see Alex Smith maybe having a field day and just touching him up a little bit home.
Yeah, I can't see the Titans beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I would be shocked
if they did. And I hope they do, because I really want Tennessee to win the division. I think it would be great for the NFL for them to get up.
The NFC North leading Lions are traveling to the wildcard leading New York Giants. This game, as we said earlier, the Packers are red hot and they're bearing down on the Lions, but a win here can just about sew it up.
A win here would force the Lions, but basically whoever loses this game is then going to be fighting the Packers out for the wild card or for the playoff spot. To me, this is the game of the two pretenders. I just don't think they're that good. Now, I know the Giants...
I don't buy the Giants. I'm with you there. But for some reason, I buy into the Lions.
Because you buy Stafford.
Yes, because he's playing really well.
And I'm buying Stafford too. But this is... You know, the Giants won 10-7 over the Cowboys last week, and the Giants fans are carrying on like they won a Super Bowl.
They were both awful.
Other game this season, the Cowboys would have won that by 10 points or more. So it was their worst game, but they have beaten them twice, so they've found a way to slow down the Cowboys' offense. Eli Manning has been terrible. If it wasn't for Odell Beckham, this offense would be insignificant. Their running game is a disgrace. The only thing that's telling me they're going to win this game is that it's at home.
And they keep winning. I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
It blows my mind. It really does. Eli Manning has been awful this year. He leads turnovers from fumbles, interceptions in the NFL, whereas Matthew Stafford, on the other hand, whenever he's down, he just finds a way to win football games. So
they're down all the time. They've trailed in all of their wins bar one.
Bar one, yes.
In the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, at the end of the game, they're trailing.
He's played outstanding, and I'm going to go with Detroit. I just think they've been playing a lot better. The Giants, there's a lot. If they win this game and the Cowboys were to lose, they're only a game behind the Cowboys, and they hold the tiebreaker, beating the only team that's beaten them, and they've beaten them twice. So if they can technically win the division, which, as a Cowboys fan,
that would
disappoint me.
So I hope it happens. That'd be great.
It'd be great for the NFL.
Well, you'll see why in a minute.
Yeah.
The Patriots playing the Denver Broncos. This is a game that the Patriots are very good. They're 11-2, but they go to Denver and lose a lot. They did last year in the playoffs. They will really want home field advantage, so they do not have to go on the road again this year.
Yeah, they're certainly playing for something. The thing that stands out in this game to me, LeGarrette Blount and the Patriots running attack is really good. It's a very good running attack, and the Denver Broncos are the 28th run defense in the NFL. They got torched in the running game last week. They have no running game and they can't stop the run. Now, when your defense is dominant and your offense struggles, that is the recipe you do not want. It's a recipe for disaster. Trevor Siemian's a little bit banged up still. On the other hand, Tom Brady, yeah, he's the best of all time. There's no one argues that anymore, I don't think.
They certainly shouldn't.
Joe Montana's the best quarterback.
Yeah,
no,
he's not.
No, he's not. You go and watch Joe Montana tape and compare it to any quarterback now.
There were seven Hall of Famers on that 49ers team. There's one on that.
Gronk, maybe.
Gronk probably will be.
So
let's call it two.
Yeah. But he's outstanding. He does the most with the least his entire career. Look, I give a lot of credit to Bill Belichick.
So do I, because he's arguably the best coach of all time.
I think he is the best coach. So a quick comparison for people wondering about Jeff Fisher. If Bill Belichick was to go 0-16, so not win a game for six seasons straight, he would still have a better winning record than Jeff Fisher. If that doesn't explain to you how poor Jeff Fisher's coaching career has been and how good Bill Belichick is, look, I can't see Denver winning this game. Everything points towards the Patriots beating them. I just said, mile high. It's a tough place to play.
Is it an afternoon game? I haven't looked.
Yes, it's a 4:05.
And what's the weather? Weather will be okay. I mean, it'll be cold, but it's always cold there. But
Denver get up and about at home. It's going to come down to Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware and that defense dominating, which they haven't done against a running team. And do not kid yourself. The Patriots are a run-first team. They do pass the ball very well, but their theory, their game plan is to run the ball and dominate the point of attack and then get Tom Brady to carve up defenses after. I'm taking the Patriots in this one. I went against them last week with the pretending Ravens, and I paid for that.
Lesson.
I am not going against them. They're going to win this game.
The last game we're going to look at is the matchup of my Buccaneers against James's crummy Cowboys. The Cowboys have got a much better record. They're 11-2.
This is why.
They are locked in to the playoffs. My Buccaneers, we are 8-5. We desperately need to keep on winning so we can make the playoffs.
Yeah, look, I think the Bucs have been outstanding the last few weeks, but they're the second worst run defense in the NFL.
I know, it's terrible.
And there's something the Cowboys do particularly well, and that's run the ball. They're coming off a loss where they didn't run the ball well. I am an offensive lineman, as you know, Rich, and when you have a bad day running the ball, the next week you have this little chip on your shoulder that you really want to establish yourself because you're sick of everyone bagging you and saying that it was your fault the running back doesn't read the holes and didn't get any yards. But this is what happens. These five are going to come out and they are going to want to crush your front, and that is your weakness. What scares me is Mike Evans and Jameis Winston, the way they've been attacking downfield. I don't think we have a corner that can stop Mike Evans. We're hoping Claiborne is back, who was playing outstanding before injury, which would help. But we need Dez Bryant to have a big game, and we need this running game to get going. If we run the ball like we have in every game, bar the two against the New York Giants, we should win this comfortably.
Yeah, my biggest concern is I wish you'd won last week.
Coming off a loss,
it's at home for the Cowboys. It'll be at night. It's a bad spot for us, but I still think we'll win, Kevin.